This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel on Friday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more on his visit.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin assured leaders in Israel that the U.S. has their back. At a joint news conference with his Israeli counterpart, Secretary of Defense Austin says Hamas attacked Israel at a time of global challenge as the war in Ukraine blazes on.
And we remain fully able to project power and uphold our commitments and direct resources to multiple theaters. So we will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. The United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Politicians, diplomats, and religious leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. on Friday at Freedom Plaza near the White House at a rally organized by the Jewish Community Relations Council. Among those at the rally, Eliav Benjamin, deputy chief of mission at the Embassy of Israel in Washington, D.C., says Hamas does not represent the aspirations of the Palestinian people.
Hamas terrorists are not freedom fighters who represent the aspirations of the Palestinian people. Rather, their fundamental goal has always been very clear, to destroy the state of Israel and to annihilate and murder Jews.
Israeli infantry made their first raids into the Gaza Strip on Friday since Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, killing many civilians. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a campaign of retaliation had only just begun. An Israeli shell has landed in a gathering of international journalists covering clashes on the border in South Lebanon, killing a Reuters videographer and leaving six other journalists injured. An Associated Press photographer at the scene saw the body of the dead journalist and the six who were wounded. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.